I am joined in this interview by a man from El Salvador who has chosen to remain anonymous. Jesse Monsalve has voiced the translation. I begin by allowing this man to introduce himself.
Sí, el motivo de estar acá en este lugar porque sí, de veras somos latinos y soy salvadoreño, pues necesito.
My motive for being here, because we truly are Latinos, I am from El Salvador, is that I see the injustice that is occurring in the times we are living with. Every news that comes from the government, we feel hurt. We are very worried in this situation. We come from different countries looking to better our lives in this place. We manage to survive by salary, look to overcome our difficulties, and they won't let us work in peace, trying not to cause harm. The motive for many of us is to come looking for support, asylum in the United States. Now it worries us. Many of us Latinos are worried by the situation that this government wants to throw us out. And many of us see that if they throw us out, then upon arriving to our countries, we will have great problems. This is because for not being in those places, they will take our lives, the lives of our children. Anything can happen. For that reason, I ask that some way is made that we can maintain our Latino community here in this place, because many of us are good people. We don't mean to harm anybody. I ask that the government do something for us to let us work here, that we may overcome and sustain ourselves and not worry that upon arriving to our country, we may lose our lives. Anything could happen, considering the situation that our country is in. The greatest wish that we ask is this: leave us in peace to work in this place.
Could you speak to me about the situation that you lived in before coming here?
The situation that I have lived in my country has always been a few resources. The little that one earns is barely enough to live by. A person goes to work and barely earns $5 in an entire day. At best, there are people that give a hand and someone can come to this country, and living in this country, one tries to overcome their situation. Because now in our country, the way things are, not even the people with money can establish a business. If a man starts a business, they must pay rent. And if they don't pay, then their wife will be killed or their children, someone will die. So now the people can't work. They can't even have a system of business.
Who does this?
In the situation as it is now, they are the gangs. La Mara 18, La Mara FF, y La Crica. These are the gangs that have taken over and are creating great difficulties for the country. They don't let the people work, neither the poor people nor the businessmen, because if these people don't pay wages to the gangs, then they cannot be a business. For example, if a person manages to buy a cow, the gangs will tell that person that they must give them money because now they have that cow. Sometimes someone who can buy doesn't buy because the gangs are already asking for that money, and if it isn't given, then someone will be killed. They will kill that person or some member of their family. This is a problem that we cannot overcome in our country.
And the government can't stop them?
The government tries to stop them, but the power of these gangs has already climbed so high. If they had done something earlier when it all began, as they should have, then maybe they would have been able to stop them. Now they can't. They are doing everything possible, but they can't because the gangs have taken a hold. This is the problem. The government can no longer contain this, and the poor people can no longer work to maintain their families.
Is it dangerous for you to return, for you and your family?
It is very dangerous to return because now if they see someone who is not familiar that arrives, immediately after they arrive, they are given an hour to leave, no matter if they are from that very town. One cannot move from one town to another because they give you 1 hour to get out. And if one doesn't go away, they will be killed. Now, a person can no longer leave a place, as we were accustomed to not too long ago. I was accustomed to leaving with my business, selling in the other districts. Now, no one can do this because they are not allowed to. Strangers are not allowed to enter into different cities. They must first ask the gang's bosses to enter. If not, they can't enter, or else they will be killed upon arriving. Many of those who are deported from the United States are killed upon returning. Right away, they are killed because the gangs are already waiting for them. Sometimes, because those people didn't want to give the rent, they came here. Or because they didn't have the money, they came here. And the gangs do not forget. They are already waiting when that person returns. They arrive and they are immediately killed. This is the problem. People are terrified by...
Here in the United States, how have the last few weeks been? What has changed for people?
In the past few weeks, we have felt a great sadness to see the injustice. We are just working peacefully in this place. Here we can earn money and sustain our families, help the family that we have here and at home, because we can't always have our family together, and the family must be taken care of. And now, if they do this, deport these people, without the money that one earns to send the family, it will become very difficult. It is possible that life will be much more difficult. One cannot return here. A person may look for any kind of help in any place, any country, and will not be given help. The only thing sustaining us in this place, the United States, that is, and the possibility to work and provide for our family.
Are you living here with permission?
I have a work permit here, but truly my sole ache is for those who do not, that want to. They go out searching and do not receive work because they do not have a permit. I see it as discrimination that only with a permit is someone given work. There are so many people that have needs, want to earn a living. They are unable to pay rent now because workplaces are already letting go of people.
When you arrived, did you already have a permit? How did you obtain it?
I managed to receive a permit here. I arrived in time to benefit from a system from an administration that was here in the year 2000. So, in 2000, I arrived and qualified for the permit. I am happy for this because now I don't have trouble working. But for the rest of the people who do not have this, it is a source of anguish.
Have you found a sense of community here?
Yes. This is the reason I try to find a way to speak to the people who... Well, many people don't want to talk because they feel fear. I speak for those people that do not have a permit.
How do you feel about the people who receive you here? Is there a great difference between the people from here or people from outside? Are they very separate, or do you feel that there are...
In this place, I see that many people are from different countries. I know many people with whom I speak as if we were from the same country. There is an appreciation for each Latino. It is not important what a person's status is. We are all human and Latinos, and we all have a reason to value and love each other. We are all Hispanics. It is not important where we are coming from, what our color of skin is. We are all great human, and everyone must be loved. Everyone. Because we are all a part of the great creation of God. This is all that I have today to speak of in favor of every Hispanic that doesn't have a permit or asylum. I hope that someday soon God can do the work through a president or a native assembly in this country, the United States, that they may do away with this that has so many Latino people worried. With that, thank you for today, and I give a shout out to every Latino and every person that hears this message, that they will be well received and have a nice afternoon.
Y aquella persona que vea este mensaje, que sea muy bien recibido, y les digo que pasen muy buenas tardes.
Bueno,
a cada uno de ustedes.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Thank you very much.